This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. The next parable in the Quran is Surah Baqarah, verse 261. And it is one of the simplest, sweetest, easiest parables. It is a parable that every single, even child can understand. It's very beautiful and to the point. And this entire section, by the way, beginning from the verse before Ayatul Kursi, all the way to the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, this entire section, much of it is emphasizing charity or sadaqah. And as we know, by the way, Surah Al-Baqarah, it is an early Madani revelation. And Surah Al-Baqarah, it encompasses all of the arkan of Islam. Of course, it mentions the shahada, and it mentions the salah, and it mentions the siyam of Ramadan, and it mentions zakah, and it mentions hajj. It is one of the few surahs that combines all of the pillars of Islam. It also combines all of the arkan and so many stories on Surah Al-Baqarah. And so it's not a surprise, therefore, that we have in this section, towards the end of the surah, a number of parables. In fact, we'll mention two of them, one today and one another day, inshallah, about the issue of charity. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ the example, the parable of those who spend of their money in the way of Allah, كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ, it is like a seed, أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلْ, that one seed, it gives seven stalks, فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ, in every one of these stalks, there is another 100 seeds. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاء, and Allah multiplies for whomever He wants to. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعُ and Alim, and Allah is Al-Wasi' and Al-Alim. Now this is a parable, it is a verse that is quoted all the time at all the fundraisers, so we're very familiar with this verse, right? Because it's always quoted at the fundraisers. But let us examine this verse a little bit more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the parable of the ones who spend of their money. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being generous when He says their money, because in reality it is not our money. Allah Azza wa Jal is ascribing it to us majazan, meaning He is ascribing it to us as something that is metaphorical. In reality, it is Allah's money that He has blessed us with. And Allah tells us in the Quran in multiple times, وَأَنْفِقُوا, and spend from مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ, spend from the money of Allah that Allah has given you. So it is Allah's money. Allah says, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّ جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ, spend from the money I have put you in charge of. We are in charge of it from Allah's responsibility. Allah has delegated this money to us for a period of time. It is not our money in the first place. Allah says in the Quran, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, spend from what we have given you. Allah has given us this wealth. So it is not even my wealth. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that whoever spends from His wealth, even though it is not my wealth, Allah gave. And then when we give a little bit back to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that. And of course the concept of planting a seed, it is very powerful. It is a metaphor that we all understand. And there are so many benefits to derive from this. First and foremost, the notion of charity helping other people, like a seed gives plants and fruits and helps other people. Unlike many of our good deeds like dhikr, like salah, like tahajjud, that only benefits me. As for charity, it is literally giving to other people. It is transitive. It goes to others. And that is why charity is one of the highest levels of worship, because it benefits society. So Allah gives the metaphor of a tree or the metaphor of a fruit or a seed, because that's how people live. Also, the notion of helping people you don't even know, because those that have planted trees and we are harvesting, you know, their fruits, they last for many generations. So when you give charity, you help people for multiple generations you don't even know. You help one person, you sponsor an orphan, you help somebody to be educated, and that will literally alter for many generations after that, and you don't even know. Just like the one who plants the seed, Allah knows where that flower is going to grow and who's going to feed from that, and where the seed seeds of that are going to then be planted elsewhere. It's a chain reaction. It's a domino effect. The first person who planted the seed will never realize how many plants came, how many people fed, how many other trees came from that one tree that he planted. So the metaphor of a transitive benefit that is societal is something that this methal or this parable gives. Also, the notion of time, that look, you will get 700, but not immediately. When we plant something, we don't get it back immediately. It takes a while. So Allah is telling us that yes, indeed, you're going to get back a lot more, but you have to be patient. Also, when you plant something, you don't just leave it there. There's some effort involved. There's something that you got to do. And so there's the notion that the sadaqah has to be given appropriately. You choose the appropriate soil, i.e., you look, what is the best charity? What is going to be the best action item? Where should I invest for the sake of Allah? And even in that research, there is barakah and khair. So you find the best charity, and then you find the best soil. And that also, our scholars indicate that just like the seed requires sunlight, so the sunlight is the ikhlas that we give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The soil is the right charity that we choose. We choose the most beneficial. Who will benefit the most from this? And we diversify, as we have said many, many times. Also, the notion of 700 is very beautifully mentioned here, that one seed gives like wheat and like corn. When that seed grows, it gives you stalks or ears. You know, this is certain varieties of plants. They give you those stalks or those ears. And each one of them contains even more seeds. So Allah gives that beautiful metaphor. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla clarifies very clearly, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah will multiply to those whom He wills. I.e., it is not a guarantee that every dollar will give you 700. Allah will choose. And Allah Azza wa Jal will choose who to multiply. Not everybody gets the 700. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, hadith is in Muslim Imam Ahmad, that every charity that you give, you will get from 10 to 700. This is a spectrum. Every dirham that you give, the minimum, if you give it for the sake of Allah, as long as it is for the sake of Allah, there's no showing off, right? There's nothing wrong in your heart. If you give it for the sake of Allah, guaranteed minimum is 10, but not 700. The 700 is not guaranteed. Allah is saying, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah can multiply to whomever He pleases. And of course, from 10 to 700, how does one decide? It depends obviously on many factors. Most importantly, your ikhlas. And also, so that the value that that item has, clearly we all understand when the multimillionaire gives $1,000, right? It's not the same as somebody who's hungry. He only has one meal and he sees a child and he feels sorry for the child. He needs that meal and he gives his own meal to the child. It's not the same. The meal might be worth $5, right? In an actual dollar amount. But the one who's hungry and has no food, that meal is worth more to him than the thousand is for the multimillionaire, right? So this is why Allah is saying, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply for those whom He chooses. Yes, the multimillionaire who gives 1,000, he will get bare minimum 10 back, which is 10,000. Bare minimum he'll get the reward. But if your ikhlas and the need, as Allah says in the Quran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You shall never attain the highest level of piety until you give what you love. You give what you love. And what do you love? That depends on who you are and how much money you have. The millionaire, he doesn't love the $1,000 the way that the hungry person loves his food, and yet he will share. So those who spend from what they love and what they need, that is not the same as those who just give from the superfluous amount, and that is also good. But the 10 to 700, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides, depending on the whole context. As well, the notion of multiplying our charities, this is a constant theme of the entire Quran. The entire Quran tells us over and over again that charity is one of those deeds that is always giving back more to you in this world and in the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah has destroyed the any blessings of riba. Allah has destroyed the blessings of riba. There's no blessings in riba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُرْبِ. He uses the word riba. وَيُرْبِ means to grow. And He grows sadaqah. Sadaqah grows back. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam famous, they remarked that I swear by Allah, I swear by the one who controls my life, on three things I swear. Number one, he said, مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. When you give charity, it's never going to diminish your money. You're going to get back much more. So we get back more in this dunya, we get back more in the akhirah. And of course, there are so many instances in a hadith and verses about charity. Obviously, the famous incident comes to mind that we're all aware of, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anh. In the time of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, there was a massive drought. This is an authentic historical incident. People were dying from starvation and from hunger because it didn't rain. And Uthman radiallahu anh had sent forth for 100 camels from Syria for his own business. This is before the drought. And when the camels returned, it was the time of drought. Obviously, Uthman had not planned that his merchandise and his food is going to come back at that time. This is many months before. When the camels come back, 100 camels come back, this is now a source of food, a source of drink, a source of nourishment. So the businessmen went to Uthman and they said, we'll offer you, double the amount, we'll offer you 12, 13 times. For every 10, we'll offer you 12, they said. He said, I have more than this. They said, for every 10, we'll offer you 13. More than this. For every 10, we'll offer you 20. One person said, I have more than this. They said, who could possibly have given you double the amount? Who's going to give you? We are the rich people of Medina. So he said, Allah has promised that at a bare minimum, I shall get 10 times. Not double, 10 times. So all of this is now free, fi sabilillah, for the people of Medina. So Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, multiple times of course, as we know, in the Ghazwa of Tabuk and so many other, the Bi'r Ruma, so many incidents that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised the generosity of Uthman and said, because of this deed, Uthman has been forgiven completely. So the notion of giving charity, causing our sins to be forgiven. And by the way, Uthman radiallahu anhu remained, mashallah tabarakallah, wealthy to the end of his life, which shows us that when you give, Allah gives back to you. You do not become poor when you give for the sake of Allah. And this is the reality in every society. We find a small group of people, they are always at the forefront of charities and fundraisers, and they're always at the forefront. Why? Because Allah continues to give. That's why, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَىٰ. In the famous hadith, again, much can be said, that the famous hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that a man saw a rain cloud come and stop at his land, and he was hoping it would rain on his land, and he heard an angel say, no, not here, the next land. So the man followed the rain cloud, and then he saw it rain on his neighbor's land. He went to his neighbor, he said, this cloud passed over my land, skipped me, and it came to your land. Why? And of course, the man then gave the famous response, look, I give one third back to the land for maintenance, one third for my family to eat and drink, and one third of the wealth I give to sadaqah. So the man said, this is why Allah sent the cloud to you. When we give for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us much more. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. And then Allah concludes this verse, Wallahu wasi'un alim. Wasi' is one of the names of Allah. And Allah uses it 8 times in the Quran. 7 times the context is charity. 7 times the context is poverty. And Allah says, don't worry, I am wasi'. Wasi' means I'll take care of you. Wasi' means the vast. Wasi' means I have everything. Wasi' means the one who gives and gives, and he still has more to give. So Allah is al-wasi'. He has everything, and he can give everything, and he'll still have everything. So Allah is saying, why are you worried about poverty? And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw Bilal giving charity, and he said, and Bilal was himself a poor person. Bilal was a freed slave, and he said to Bilal, ya Bilal, anfiq, oh Bilal, give more charity, and never fear that the Lord of the throne will make you poor. That's not going to happen. Allah is the Lord of the throne. He's not going to make you poor if you give for his sake. So Allah is wasi' and Allah is alim. Alim here means Allah knows who's giving and why you're giving and what is the niyyah when you give. Allah is alim. He knows who to give the 10 times, to the 50 times, the 100 times, and the maximum, the 700 times maximum. So this is the month of Ramadan, dear brothers and sisters. This is the verse we should be thinking of. Choose the soil. Choose the charities. Do your research. Diversify your investments for the sake of Allah. Give some charity to orphans. Give some charity to good causes around the globe. Give some charity to your local masjid. Give some charity to your family and friends that are in need. Diversify, because you do not know which charity will give 10, which will give 50, which will give 700. And we conclude with the one hadith of Prophet ﷺ said, final hadith for today. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your charity with his right hand, and both of his hands are right. This is the hadith. He said, Allah accepts with his right hand, and both of his hands are right. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nourishes that charity with the same love that one of you takes care of your firstborn fowl. You know, when your horse gives birth, your prize steed gives birth. It's a very precious item. You nourish it, you take care of it. Allah will take care of it with more love than you have for your firstborn horse, the child that gives birth here. Until yarbu, it will grow and grow. And then he said, the luqma that you give, meaning a morsel you will give, it will meet you on the day of judgment the size of the mountain of Uhud. Have you seen the mountain of Uhud? It is a mountain range 2 kilometers long. It is a mountain range that covers 1/3 of Medina. The Prophet ﷺ said, one luqma, one morsel that you give, one piece of bread you give, it is possible when you meet Allah, it will be the size of the mountain of Uhud. So we give and give and give, and we expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to multiply our charities. May Allah azza wa jal make us of those who give and accept, and we'll continue tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وكذاك نسألك الثبات فإنها فتن تجي بالشيب للشبان يا ربي واختم بالتقى أعمالنا حتى نساق لروضة وجنان.